I used to be a communications guy.
I can see that.
All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Kalk. We're meeting for a special meeting today. It is approximately 10 o'clock on November 7th, 2014. A special meeting dealing with one item, a NSP transmission facility cost recovery rates. I have no opening comments. I'll offer Commissioner Crisman any comments today.
I have no opening comments, but thank you.
All right. Commissioner Fedorchak?
No, none for me.
Okay. I'll go ahead and make the motion if that's all right. I move the Commission issue a notice opportunity for hearing in Northern State Power Company's 2014-2015 Transmission Facility Cost Recovery Rates, case number PU14-644.
Second.
In February of this year, the Public Service Commission issued an order approving a Transmission Cost Recovery TCR tariff pursuant to North Dakota Century Code for NSP doing business as Xcel. And on July of this year, NSP filed its 2014-2015 tariff requesting approval of cost recovery for specific projects through a billing surcharge rate that can vary depending on implementation date. At that point, NSP proposed a TCR surcharge of 0.1994 cents per kilowatt based on implementation date of October 2014. In August of this year, we suspended the rate, and we set out at October 8th a issuing of notice of filing a notice opportunity for hearing. Yesterday, the Commission, all three of us met, and we met with NSP in the informal about this case. And during the discussion, it really came clear that NSP wanted to include their 2014 cost as well as their 2015 cost. But we noticed that, quite honestly, we needed to update the notice. So therefore, that's why we're having this special meeting today. What this notice does today, it sets forward that the additional rate for 2015 is a total of 0.2505 cents per customer for 25 different transmission projects, or for the average customer, about $1.88 per month. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by December 10th, 2014, and if deemed appropriate, the Commission can determine this without a hearing. So what we're really doing today is we're having this special meeting to notice this change in what was noticed the previous hearing to include to give us the Commission the opportunity to include the 2015 cost as well as the 2014 cost in our decision. So I believe everything's to be in order. I'll see if Commissioner Crisman, did you have any comments on this?
I think you explained it quite well. Just to clarify, the starting date would be January 1st, then, is that correct?
That is correct. Okay. Commissioner Fedorchak, Julie, do you have any comments?
No, I don't have any comments.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second. Are there any other comments? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye.
Motion is approved.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. Okay. Any closing comments, Commissioner Crisman?
Is this potentially a record for the fastest meeting ever?
It's close.
Okay. No other comments, thanks.
Commissioner Fedorchak?
I don't have any other comments either.
All right. We'll see if we have Dave Thompson is here from the media. We'll see if Dave has any questions.
Just one. You said 25 different transmission projects?
Right, Dave. There are 25 different projects that are included in this, and we actually have a detailed breakout of those. But the major three would be like the CapEx project over in Fargo, so the Brookings line in Minnesota, some of those MVP projects that the Commission has had in front of it for the past several years. And then there are also some, I guess another item would be some things like there's some lines dealing with some of the Prairie Rose substation up in Grand Forks. So it's a suite of projects that different implementation dates when it goes from what's in their base rates to this rider. So this is the first time Xcel has put a rider in front of the Commission. So what we're trying to do is get a good clean start date on this. And then I imagine what will happen is we'll have some number that we'll vote on for this year. Then this will become more than likely an annual filing. And then as projects go into base rate, you'll see some drop off. And potentially as they add new projects, you'll see some added back on.
Do you know offhand what percentage of the CapEx is done?
Well,
I'm just curious.
Yeah, I saw Dave Cedarquist had a note to all of us that the polls are all in place, and so this is kind of a guesstimate, but I think they're above the 90%. I'll look at Jerry Leon right now. That's what I've kind of picked up on.
To say a percentage is tough. But they're stringing conductor on the Fargo line. on the Brookings line, a portion of that is done, and I think they're still working on another portion of it.
The in-service date is coming soon, and so that's, I guess, what I'm looking at, is they wanted those in service by late 2015. Yeah. And so the, I guess that's, to me, the driver is that that's why it was so important that the commission made that decision, I guess, 2.5 years ago to move forward with that project in Fargo, because we knew the construction timeline, and the big thing is to have that power in place when it's needed. So, anything else, Dave? Okay, any closing comments from my colleagues?
No.
Okay, could I, Randy, could you authorize someone to sign the order, and you as well, Julie?
Absolutely. You can have Kathy sign it for me.
Okay, Randy?
Yeah, have Charlene sign for me, please.
Okay, thank you all very much. All right, we'll go ahead and close the special meeting. Thank you all.
Thanks.
Thank you. 5 minutes.